meal. U.S. President Donald Trump imposed what he described as hard-hitting new financial sanctions on Iran Monday, specifically targeting the country's supreme leader, Ayatollah Ali Khamenei. Mr. Trump signed the executive order saying that he would curb access that Khamenei and the country have to world financial markets. Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin said the action would literally lock up tens and tens of billions of dollars of Iranian assets. Meanwhile, the United States and Iran exchanged accusations at the United Nations. AP correspondent Mike Russia.
At a United Nations Security Council meeting Monday, the United States laid blame on Iran for recent attacks on two oil tankers in the Persian Gulf.
It's clear to us, and it should be to the world, that Iran was responsible for the May 12th and June 13th attacks against ships in the Persian Gulf.
Speaking with reporters afterwards, acting U.S. UN Ambassador Jonathan Cohen also said last week's shootdown of a U.S. drone was over international, not Iranian waters. But Iranian UN Ambassador Majid Takht-Ravanchi called the Security Council meeting a sham.
We expressed our readiness and requested to participate in that meeting. However, unfortunately, we were denied.
I'm Mike Rossia.
President Trump says the letter he sent North Korean leader Kim Jong-un was a very friendly response to a letter he received from Kim earlier this month wishing him a happy birthday. Mr. Trump told reporters at the White House Monday that Kim actually sent him birthday wishes and it was a friendly letter. Trump turned 73 on June 14th. Comments come a day after North Korean state media quoted Kim as saying he had received a letter of excellent content from Trump. A federal jury has convicted a former University of Illinois student of killing a visiting Chinese scholar in 2017. It took the jury less than 2 hours to find Brent Christensen guilty of kidnapping, raping, and stabbing the person. Prosecutors say that Christensen also beat her with a baseball bat and cut off her head. This is VOA News. Deaths along the border with Mexico. AP correspondent Tim McGuire.
Two babies, a toddler and a young woman in their 20s, were found dead together Sunday in Texas, not far from the Rio Grande. A law enforcement official says they may have been overcome by the scorching heat after crossing the river. Last year, there were 283 border deaths. This year, there have been a number of deaths, including three children and an adult likely drowning after their raft overturned. A six-year-old boy from India dying in the triple-digit heat in Arizona, and seven people drowning this month in the border canals near El Paso. A Border Patrol spokesman says the agents normally stationed near those canals are on other duties because of the migrant onslaught. I'm Tim McGuire.
Clashes erupted in southern West Bank between Israeli security services and Palestinians Monday against the upcoming Peace to Prosperity workshop in Bahrain. The $50 billion U.S. dollar economic plan published on Saturday calls for massive infrastructure projects and job creation for Palestinians. However, the plan does not address the core issues of the conflict between Israel and Palestine. The contested holy city of Jerusalem, sought by both peoples as a capital, the fate of more than 5 million Palestinian refugees and their descendants, and the borders of a future Palestine state. One Palestinian protester.
Two babies.
Let us alone. Let us in peace. We make our future alone.
Neither Israel nor the Palestinians will have official representation of the two-day summit. The U.S. delegation is to be led by Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin. The alleged leader of Saturday's coup attempt in Ethiopia's northern Amhara state has been shot and killed. A reporter in the state capital tells VOA's Horn of Africa service that the general was killed in the capital Monday while trying to escape from security forces. Meanwhile, an official wounded during Saturday's coup attempt has passed away from his injuries, according to a state media report. Gunmen broke into a meeting Saturday, killing the regional president and one of his senior advisors. State media named the general the state's head of security as a leader of the coup attempt. The leader of Georgia's ruling party has pledged large-scale political reform in response to 5 days of protests in the capital. Thousands of demonstrators have been calling for a snap election and resignation of the country's interior minister. Protests began in response to a visit by a Russian legislator to Georgia's parliament. Find more at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
It's today's exclusive hits. all wrapped up in one station, VOA1.